Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of Life Inner Show podcast. I am your host, Jason Wojo. On Life Inner Show, we help people really get a grasp on their business so they can live the life they want to live. I am joined by Polish Peter. What's up, bro? Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you too. Did you ring it in, man? How did you ring it in? What did you do?
Dude, I was up. I made 12 o'clock. How about you? Did you make 12?
You made it to 12 o'clock?
I did, dude. I did not. And I did not turn into a pumpkin. Like, it was a successful night.
You were hoping for that? You were hoping for a pumpkin?
I was curious. What's going to happen? Like, I haven't stayed up past 12 for like 18 years.
So that's why the strong why really makes it happen, right?
Dude, that's how you get that why, man. It makes a change. And as you can see, like, if you're watching this on YouTube, I got all kinds of like lights up in my background. Here's the same background we used for our business builder workshop, our virtual one we just did, because I was recording some content. Man, I'm ready to rock, bro. 2025 is gonna be an awesome year. Like, I'm psyched for it. And I know, you know, by the time you listen to this episode, we're a few weeks in already. That's okay. This is the year, I'm telling you.
This is the year. That's what we all say every year. So how do we make this year the actual year?
Well, dude,
let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it, man. Because listen, the percentage of people that fall through on their New Year's resolutions is abysmally low. It's depressing, in fact. And less than half of people, I think I saw a stat recently that said 40% of people have given up on their New Year's resolution before they even reach February 1st. That is not encouraging, my brother.
No, it's not. And then it makes you wonder, like, I don't know if you're listening to this particular podcast, you probably went through these goals and your resolutions and things like that, creating it over the years. And then depending how far you went through it, whether you quit or whatever it might be, I don't know if you ever ask yourself, why is that? Why are we quitting these goals so far ahead? Like, what is the reason? So I think that we should discuss and hopefully uncover some of those maybe beliefs or whatever might be that's having people actually not be able to go and sustain those goals.
Yeah, so, man.
Give me one. What do you think of this?
Well, dude, let me backtrack for a second. Like, so this struck me. Like, so I'm sitting there. It's like January 1st, and I really genuinely inside feel this level of excitement. Like, it's a fresh start, which, when you think about it, is kind of foolish. It's kind of crazy because nothing has, like, literally rewind the clock 24 hours prior or an hour or 12 hours prior, and absolutely nothing's changed in my life, right? It's literally just a function of time, of a day on a calendar, and yet something magical happens when you feel that ability to press reset, to restart. And I think the key is, like, imagine if you were able to feel that way every day, or if you had something to give you that spark of inspiration or motivation or that little extra push or that prompting to like kind of like feel that same enthusiasm and motivation like on a daily level. And it struck me, like, man, how much would I get done if I, like, you know, because, like, I'll tell you, the first few days after the new year, like, I'm cranking through stuff and, like, stuff's getting done and I'm not checking boxes and like doing a lot of great stuff. And I'm like, man, imagine what my year would look like if I did this every day. Like, if I could still do this and, like, and maintain that. And so that to me is really what I want to do. And, you know, I haven't fully figured out how to do that yet. But one of the biggest things for me.
Hugest is that the word, I think, maybe. That you just made up on the spot. Hugest. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Nothing like complexifying the conversation. Hugest.
I mean, dude, new year, new words. And so, like, it has to do with your vision. And I think keeping that front and center, because that same inspiration and spark that the new year can create in you can also be created from other places in your life. And I think the vision is one of those things.
Yeah. So I think what the solution for that, you bring up a good point, I think, because there is a lot of excitement, things about the new year and things like that. So I'd say the solution is, like, every night you do a countdown. You know, every night, like a New Year's Eve countdown for the next year. Every night you do a countdown. 3, 2, 1, boom. Right?
Yeah, dude. Legit.
Yeah, right? But the thing is, on the serious side of things, think about it this way. Because what ends up happening, I think, that's like a little spark that creates the momentum, right? So there is a momentum aspect to it that comes after that quote-unquote New Year's Eve spark, right? And if we're looking at it, we're doing that and we're basing that spark on something that's outside of you, quote unquote, that New Year's Eve, New Year, right? That's not something that you control. It's something outside of you. So it's a New Year's Eve. And then when it comes to actually moving down the line, and it's January 7th or 20th or February 1st or whatever, all of a sudden, there is not a lot of things outside of you kind of a thing that are positive, that are exciting, that are all those kinds of things. So this outside of look, it actually diminishes that momentum that keeps you going kind of a thing. So I think what ends up happening is, looking from the perspective, you said the word reset, right? That there's that false kind of a reset. What if you start looking from the perspective where you can have the reset that's in your control, that you can do it at any time that you want? Right? Like, let's say if you don't go to the gym, right? Because let's say one of your goals is, from now on, I'm going to go to the gym. By the way, I love my gym right now because there's barely any room to do anything.
Right.
Right? But the thing is, if you were to look from that perspective and then something happens, all of a sudden there's a big snowstorm and now you don't drive out there. What's the reset, right? Do I do the reset, maybe work out at home, or the next day, let's reset, let's keep going?
So, dude, interesting conversation, because like I think sometimes that reset can be a valuable thing, because think of the cache and cookies on your computer, where like, and actually just today I had to clear this out, which I hate doing, by the way, because then I have to type in all my passwords again and all that kind of nonsense. But anyway, it made me think, like, just like your cache and cookies, when they collect, can slow down your computer. All these thoughts, all these failures, all these tries, these attempts, these things you've given it your go in the past that haven't worked out quite as well as you'd hope, they diminish your inspiration, they diminish your motivation, and they take from that, so that like you let that clutter take up your mind instead of focusing forward and looking at this reset and this new day is a fresh start, a brand new opportunity. You're kind of still holding on to all this stuff from the past, right?
The beliefs.
Right? Yeah. So you gotta like let go of that. Whether you had a great day, like I think there's two ways you could look at it. Like, you have a great day, use that to fuel you, be like, oh, this is awesome, I want another one of these tomorrow. And then if you had a day that wasn't so great, be like, that's okay. I'm like, tomorrow's a fresh day. Tomorrow's a brand new day. I'm going to reflect on the vision, reflect on why it's important. I'm going to get my ducks in a row, and then I'm going to hit the ground running. And not just getting sucked into like the routine, I guess.
Yeah. I will tell you this, man. One of the things that I've noticed in myself, that I don't remember or don't choose to remember, I don't know, a lot of stuff from the past, right? And when people are talking about, remember when this happened, whatever, sometimes that's not good. However, I think for me, what's really working for me, and I like it, because I don't look at the past, don't look at all those kind of things, I love being in the present moment kind of a thing. So I think the antidote to what you just talked about is being in the present moment and being able to go and do this reset in the present moment. Listen, I failed, maybe in the past, but that failure is actually helping me get to the next stage. As opposed to meaning like it's a bad thing. It's a good thing, because now it helps me move to the next level or whatever it might be. So letting go of that past, I think, is an important aspect to be able to go and have this reset sometimes might be every day. Sometimes it's once a week, sometimes once a month, whatever it might be, right? But the thing is, to keep that momentum going, I think that reset, I think, will be very beneficial for people to go and experience. And, you know, the minute you start talking about cookies, I'm like, ooh, cookies. But the thing is, what ends up happening is that, like, that analogy of clearing that cache, turning that path, letting go of some of those things will allow you to go and step up to the next level. So I have another reason, unless you want to talk about this a little bit further.
Yeah, let me unpack one more thing there, man.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned it, and it kind of, like, sparked this thought, is, like, getting reset as quickly as possible and not causing more damage than you already have is important. And so what I mean by that is, let's say, maybe I'm the only human on earth that's done this, but like, let's say you blow your diet and you're like, well, screw it, I may as well like have the ice cream sandwich now and the cookies, and I'm gonna have the, you know, the all the junk food because I already blew it anyway. And meanwhile, you just added extra damage to, you know, it's like salt on a wound. Like you've just made it worse versus, you know, getting right back on it. And so like, you know, we joke around all the time at our live events. We use this illustration where like, you know, we always say the best time to start a diet is Monday. And so you screw up your diet on Tuesday and you're going to wait till the next Monday to start again. And by the way, during that time period, you're probably eating your face off because you're going to get ready to go back on your diet. And so it's going to be even harder when you actually do. But minimizing that damage that you yourself cause after the thing that happens is so crucial, and getting that reset immediately. So like, I'm not even talking about like, you know, I used to think like, okay, well, and let's talk about a progression here, right? So you screw up the diet on Tuesday, and you're gonna wait till Monday. One step better than that could be like, hey, you know what? I screwed up my diet today. I'm gonna start again tomorrow. A step better from there could be like, hey, I screwed up my diet today. I'm gonna start with the next meal. And even a step better than that is like, hey, I screwed up my diet, you know, with these few bites. I'm gonna start right now, like during this meal. Like my next bite is gonna be a good one. And like, I think that continuum has started to like plant its seeds in my head as to like that getting right back into it and not letting that aberration or that deviation from what you're supposed to do cause extra damage. Just, man, it's really sitting with me recently. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode. But before we do, I want to tell you about something that will change your life when you choose to attend. And what I'm referring to is our Get a Life Getaway. This is a 3-day immersive training that Peter and I teach. And we walk you through the blueprint of how to create the detailed plan for the life you've always dreamed about. Peter, tell them what the event's like.
Yeah, so it is very personalized to you. You get to work on your own life. You let go of all the past hurts, and you actually get to create your life vision, create the life that you truly want. So how would they go about doing that, Bojo?
Dude, go to lifeinair.com, and you will see a tab for upcoming events. Click on the link. You'll read a description of the event, and then we will see you at the event itself. We do these all over the country. We do several per year, also virtually as well. And we would love to be there and walk you through this process to help you create the dream life you've always wanted. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, like in a fear, right? What's the biggest ally to a fear is time, right? So the longer the time passes, the fear gets bigger, right? We talk about this at events all the time, right? So I think that's similar kind of a thing. The longer the time passes, it's hard to get back on that horse. Hard to reset that, you know, do the reset, right? So I think that time collapsing, the time, I think is really powerful to be able to get back on it.
Yeah, I like that word, time collapsing. Yeah.
Time collapsing. See, I can use big words too. Well, you know, okay.
You didn't mean it, but I'll give it to you.
No, this was intentional, okay? This was intentional. So here's my next one that I think is one of the reasons why a lot of people let go of these goals and not fulfill them is this. I think we've been taught about creating, how we create the goals, the SMART goals and all those kind of things, right? So there is some focus on time, like when this goal needs to happen by, right? And how it needs to happen. Because we've been trained in life to figure out the hows, right? The how and the when is a big part of it, because by that time, I need to accomplish this, right? So the goals, we've kind of been trained, the what is that goal, how, and when it needs to happen. You with me so far?
Yeah.
So if that's the case, and I am, let's say, using the analogy of going to the gym, and I need to let go of, let's say, 20 pounds. And we both know that 20 pounds are not going to be let go in a week, right? So it's going to be time is going to be probably prolonged. But because we have this idea of how it needs to happen, so now we start thinking, okay, this is how I need to do it, as opposed to maybe reaching out to someone who has a better how, or by when it needs to happen. So depending on how far that how is, and by the way, we humans are horrible at creating the hows, because if it's a long period of time, we tend to overdo it. Like, you know, sometimes what we think is going to take us years, it'll take us maybe 6 months. But what we think is going to take us 2 hours is going to take us, you know, 2 days kind of a thing, right? So we're horrible at figuring out this time. So now as we're going by throughout this time, if we are not seeing results according to the how that we are creating for ourselves, that time period is discouraging us. And we actually tend to fall off because we don't see that all of a sudden, you know what? I'm supposed to drop the 20 pounds by, you know, let's say end of February, and it's middle of January, and I haven't dropped 2 pounds yet. So, man, I don't know how I'm going to do this, right? Then we start having conversation with ourselves, and we start talking ourselves out. Oh, this is not a good day, or this is that, or this is whatever it might be. So I think that when basically screws us up a lot. So what I think we should focus on a lot more in here is this. Whatever that goal that you have, let's say let go of those 20 pounds. And I think this doesn't, it's not out there. People don't talk about it, but I think it needs to be talked about, is the idea of creating a goal or a habit of who do I need to become in order for that thing to happen. If I'm going to be 20 pounds lighter, who do I need to become? What kind of a person I need to become to be able to reach that goal? Because if you think about it, if you haven't reached that goal, then you haven't become that person that's going to live that goal. Maybe you've in the past you dropped 20 pounds, but then you've gained it all. So what happened there, right? I haven't become the person that's going to be able to sustain that, you know, 20 pounds lighter kind of a conversation, right? So who do I need to become in order to reach that goal? And then when I'm going to, whether it's, let's say, being consistent or being fearless or being, I have to step out of my comfort zone. So what does that mean? That means that I need to be, out there, action taker or whatever it might be. And I focus on doing that as I'm going on this journey of reaching that goal, all of a sudden that momentum might be shifting because now I'm action taker or I'm being persistent or I'm being consistent or I'm being confident or whatever it might be. And by doing that, it's going to build up more of that confidence or whatever it might be. And then it's going to create that momentum more and more because you're going to start seeing I am becoming that person that ultimately is going to become. Because think about it this way. If you look in your past, right now you've achieved probably what you thought maybe 10 years ago would be impossible, right? Are you the same person today that you were 10 years ago? Probably not if you achieved those goals. So if that's the case, who did you become? You had to become a certain type of a person. So the question becomes, now in order to hit the next goal, who do I need to become? What kind of person I need to become? So
tie this together for me here. Like, so where does you have this identity is what I'm hearing. Like, who do I need to become? Is identity and tie that into your mentioning like deadlines and stuff like that and the how. Are you saying don't worry about deadlines? Are you saying, or are you just saying just focus on the who I need to become first because then the actions and the how will reveal
itself? Focus on who do you need to become first. It's good to have a deadline because, you know, depending what kind of person you are, maybe that drives you, whatever, right? But that can have an opposite effect, right? Like we talked about. But focus on who do you need to become because then, remember, focus goes, energy flows, right? That guy up there, Tony, basically said that. So now when it comes to creating this, who do I need to become? And you systematically, you start to create a habit. When you start to create the habit, think about it this way. What lets go of 20 pounds, consistent going to the gym, and consistent right way of eating, right? So go ahead.
Let me repeat back what I'm hearing is you identify your approach here is like, hey, I'm going to identify who I need to become. And then let's say I identify a few characteristics or traits of the person who'd be successful at this. You know, maybe I'm a learner, I'm disciplined, I take action.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do that, you identify that and then you decide, okay, well, the kind of person who would do this would work out consistently. So I'm going to work out consistently. And then those actions reaffirm their identity that they've chosen. Because here's the thing too, is like, you can tell yourself all day long, you're something, but if you don't act it, if you don't show it, if you don't behave that way, you're lying to yourself. Right. So is that how you tie together the being with doing?
There's got to be a doing part to it, right? Yeah. Obviously, right? Because, but think about it. All the different habits that we've created in our life, whatever it might be. If you were a kid, by the way, I don't know how many people were excited about when I was a kid brushing your teeth every day, right? I wasn't. I don't know. Maybe I'm just one of the few people. But when I was a kid and my parents were telling me to brush my teeth in the morning at night, I was like, hell no. I mean, that's stupid, whatever, right? So now I do it every day. I had to become the next kind of level person. So it that reinforcing that fact had me become that person. So it's kind of like a yin-yang kind of a thing, right? But what ends up happening is you notice that one, I am able to do that kind of stuff, become that person, because I can look for all kinds of different proof in my life that had me to do that, whether it's brushing your teeth or whatever it might be. So that's one, I'm capable of doing it. And then two, like what you're saying, you identify and I need to be persistent. Okay, so what are the things in life that I need to do right now? Maybe it's the small things that help me be persistent. Yeah. So maybe every single day, remember me, like when I was first starting going to the gym, I would literally put clothes in front of my door, right? And so I have to literally walk over my clothes or move them out of the way to get out of the house. So, and then I started wearing the gym clothes in the morning.
Yeah.
So as I was already dressed, right?
Well, and so this is important because this is like a practical tip, you know, practical tips on how to do this, right? And so, you know, I think this is where I'd even say that, you know, sharing what you're trying to do with the right people can have a huge impact on this. So for instance, like you guys, you know, we're both working on books right now. And my father-in-law, almost every time I see him, he's like, How's the book coming? And dude, him asking me makes a difference. It makes me like, crap, I gotta get this thing done. I just handed off a beta copy to my buddy Steve, who's just like this ninja writer, and which I was terrified to do. But now he's given me tons of feedback and comments. And so like, it's really keeping it front and center for me. Like, and so finding the right people to kind of help you, like whether you're sharing your goals, sharing your vision, sharing your ambitions, and letting them, the right people, of course, yeah, and letting them kind of like bring it up to you can have a huge impact as well.
Right, but let me ask you this. In the past, would you be open to sharing the book with somebody who you know they're probably going to tear the book apart?
Well, no. Like, it depends on how comfortable I was with that and, like, if how open I was to feedback. But, like, right, I'm in a place where I want that feedback and I value it.
Okay, so you want that feedback, you value it. So did you have to become a next level version of you to be able to do that, to be able to open to that?
Probably, yeah. So yeah. Consciously, I don't think I gave it any conscious thought, but, like, as I've evolved, like, that's certainly something that's changed.
Yeah, you've become a next level person, yeah, where that, you know, criticism doesn't hurt as much as it did before.
Dude, I love criticism now. I absolutely love it in all areas of life, really.
Well, in that case, I'm going to tell you a whole bunch of stuff about you. Do something with that hat, dude.
Different episode, bro. We don't have time for that right now.
No, but listen, what was what you just said, right? You leveled up. You became a next level kind of a person. And by the way, if you're a business owner or entrepreneur, that being able to accept criticism is huge, right? So so that's kind of where I'm thinking about this. So I think we've dove into a couple of big ideas in this podcast, and I think hopefully it will help listeners on here.
So let's summarize a couple of main points. So number one is, you know, finding that spark every day. How do you do that? You know, you can identify that new identity. You can reset the why and have a vision, something to give you kind of that motivation, that goal that you're going to accomplish, the kind of person you need to become. You can share with other people, find the right community of folks to support you along your journey. What else did I miss, man?
Well, the becoming the who do we need to become, right?
Yeah, you're done. Yep.
Though that conversation. But yeah, I mean, if you just look at your goals right now, wherever you're at, you know, you might be listening to this towards the end of January or maybe even March or June, wherever you come up to this. Look at your list right now or look at the goals right now and see if any of these elements that we just discussed here were missing. And if they were, how can I incorporate this into my life, into my vision, into my goals? And when you start doing that, and by the way, every day is a new day. Think about it. Every day is a new day.
Dude, every hour is a new hour. Every minute, right? So this is what I'm talking about, like getting over that, you know, causing collateral damage and getting right back on like immediately, you know, such a powerful thing. Listen, yep. Peter and I would love to support you and your goals and your vision. So if you'd like to share it with us, go to Facebook. We have a private Life and Air group where we see this every day, and you can put your goals, your vision in there. We'll give you feedback. We'll give you accountability and support, and encourage you to accomplish all those things, because we want you to make this your best year ever. If you would like our help more than just in the Facebook group, then come out to the live events. We have the Get a Life Getaway, which helps you with your vision. We have the Business Builder Workshop. It'll help you craft and structure a business to support the life you want. And we are there to support you through those events as well. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope you got something out of it. And I want to see you crush 2025. We'll see you next year, everyone. Not next year. I'm just kidding. Next episode.